It's summer. Time for beaches, picnics, lemonade, travel, and pictures. I enjoy taking pictures. I haven't always, but with a digital camera, it's easy, and the results are immediate. And I promise, I'm not one of those folks who forces others to look at picture after picture for what seems like hours. I try to show only the highlights, a few what I hope are good pictures that capture the experience or the mood of a place. So if you're interested, if you really want to see a few of my pictures at your own pace, go to ourjewishcommunity.org's Facebook page. There you can see some of my photos from my summer travels. But this podcast really isn't about my photos. Though if you like what you see, give it a like. It's good for my ego. Well, during my travels this summer, I saw more selfie sticks and more folks taking selfies than I could count. I understand to an extent why people do this, but it seems like some folks were more interested in taking a picture of themselves than what was around them. They so wanted the selfie that they assumed everyone and everything was going to stop so they could get their shot. One guy I recently read about was so intent about getting the right selfie, he picked up a rattlesnake out of a bush and tried to take a photo with it. Well, apparently, the rattlesnake hadn't gotten the memo that selfies are all the rage and turned and bit the fellow in the arm, landing the man in the hospital with a bill exceeding $150,000. While animals are wild, they aren't props. I get taking a good photo, and I can even accept the notion of taking a selfie every once in a while. But what about common courtesy and common sense? I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.